The 20 villages that form the Coastal Villages Region Fund, or CVRF, have started a public campaign aimed at increasing their fishing allocations under the Community Development Quota Program. To change how much fish CVRF can take would require Congress amending the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act. CVRF is hoping there is enough support to make it happen. KYUK's Sophie Ivan reports.
The state has six community development quota groups formed in the early 90s as a way to give part of the Bering Sea pollock fishery to communities in western Alaska. But CVRF is now saying that they aren't getting the fair share of the quota. Dawson Hoover is a spokesman for CVRF.
Our residents aren't being treated fairly when it comes to CDQ allocations. We're estimating that loss in 2011 to be almost $10.5 million.
CVRF is the largest of the CDQ groups, including 9,300 residents in villages along the lower Kuskokwim River and coastal area. CVRF maintains that their larger population means that they deserve more of a share of the quotas.
Right now we have 24%. And we have 33% of the total population of the six groups.
CVRF is in the business of pollock, red king crab, opelio crab, Pacific cod, flatfish, and halibut. Hoover says their halibut cut is only 16% of the total quota.
If we received our fair share of halibut, our fishermen could have made another $1.5 million.
CVRF's 20-member board is involved in rallying residents in the region to ask for changes to the quotas. John Mark of Gwynhaq, the board's chairman.
We find them to be unfair and may have been politically driven in the past and not population-oriented.
He says the money earned from the Bering Sea fisheries gets reallocated to the 20-member villages who need help to deal with the highest poverty and unemployment in the state.
We're striving to utilize this CDQ program to the largest extent possible. And if we had fair allocations, that could be reached.
The next review of the CDQ program will be in 2022, but CVRF doesn't want to wait that long for a change in the quotas. The CVRF board has sent a letter to the Alaska delegation and Alaska leaders. Hoover says changing the quotas won't happen overnight, and the first step is educating the public and making them aware of the issue.
We want our residents to speak up and help us in this effort.
In Bethel, I'm Sophie Van.